From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a day of mixed results for the Obama administration at the U.S. Supreme Court. The deadlocked court thwarted President Obama's plan to defer the deportation of millions of undocumented immigrants. The 4-4 decision left in place a lower court decision that rejected the Obama administration's bid to set a new immigration policy by executive order. At the White House, Mr. Obama said that Republicans' refusal to even meet with his nominee Merrick Garland is affecting the lives of millions of people.
For more than 40 years, there's been an average of just over 2 months between a nomination and a hearing. I nominated Judge Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court more than 3 months ago, but most Republicans so far have refused to even meet with him.
Meanwhile, the president did score a victory at the court when the justices upheld an affirmative action program promoting the admission of racial minorities at the University of Texas. The court has been tied at 4 conservatives and 4 liberal justices since former justice, the late Antonin Scalia, died earlier this year. Voters in Britain went to the polls early Thursday to decide a historic referendum on whether to remain or to leave the European Union. Opinion polls just before the voting began suggested a very thin margin between those opting to stay in the EU and those who want to quit. Prime Minister David Cameron cast his vote early Thursday after making a last-minute appeal to remain. Even in the hours leading up to the referendum, many voters were still undecided. The final tally is not expected until early Friday. For more on these stories, please visit our website. This is VOA News. Democratic members of the House of Representatives have ended their sit-in to protest a lack of action on gun control laws following last week's mass shooting in Orlando, Florida. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said that expressing condolences to families is not enough. Action is needed.
How many more times do members expect it to stand for a moment of silence, and we do so reverentially and in a deep, prayerful way for the families? But that is not a substitute for the actions that are needed.
Republicans who control the House of Representatives dismissed the call by their Democratic colleagues and voted early Thursday to adjourn their work until July 5th. 49 people were killed and more than 50 others wounded when a gunman opened fire in a crowded gay nightclub in Orlando last week. It was the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history. A judge in Baltimore, Maryland, has acquitted police officer Cesar Goodson of all charges in connection with the death of Freddie Gray, a black man who died in the back of a police van after being arrested last year. Gray's death sparked the worst riots in decades in the city of Baltimore. Goodson, who drove the police van in which Gray suffered spinal injuries, faced the most serious charges in the case, including depraved heart murder. Goodson was also found guilty of manslaughter, assault, misconduct, and reckless endangerment. Gray died about a week after he was arrested from his spinal injuries. Goodson's acquittal jeopardizes the remaining court cases. Other police officers face similar but less serious charges. The first trial of Officer William Porter ended in a mistrial in December. Officer Edward Nero was acquitted last month. U.S.-backed Syrian forces have entered a Syrian town near the Turkish border that had been held by Islamic State militants for more than 2 years. The Syrian Democratic Forces, a coalition of Kurdish and Arab fighters, advanced toward Manbij on Thursday with aerial support from the U.S.-led coalition. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported that the forces broke in after their 3-week-long battle with the terror group around the town. A federal jury in Los Angeles says the legendary rock band Led Zeppelin did not plagiarize one of its most famous songs, Stairway to Heaven. The British group had been accused of stealing the introduction to the 8-minute classic from a song called Taurus by an American band, Spirit. The 8-person jury said unanimously that even if Led Zeppelin had access to Taurus, the songs were not extrinsically similar. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.